Now, today is kind of a special day for more than one reason, not just because I'm here. It is a day that marks the end of the calendar year for the Christian church, all of the churches. It's called the Reign of Christ, or Christ the King Sunday. And this is a day that we remember who it is that Christ is before we enter the next season, next Sunday, which is the first Sunday of Advent, and that's a new season and a new year. If you remember, we've been following Luke this year, so we're changing and we're following Matthew next year. That's one of the changes that we're going through. But there are other changes going on that you may have noticed. First of all, you have a new rector here, a new incumbent, and she's been here a few months, three, I think, now. And we now have a new deacon coming into the parish who will be worshiping with us starting next Sunday here. And his name is John. I don't know his last name. But he's joining this church. That's going to be something new. And he will be the assistant curate starting in January. So that's another change that we're going through. The other bigger change is that St. Mary the Virgin will join us next week for worshiping as part of St. Helens. Now, as you were told a couple weeks ago, they are closing St. Mary the Virgin, but they have to keep the building because there is a cemetery there. So the building, there will be some uses for that little church that we will find to do with it. But this whole issue is a big change for all of us, and especially for those people coming from St. Mary the Virgin. Now, this isn't the first time that St. Helens has done this, because before we were St. Helens, we were St. Hilda's and St. David's. And I have a lot of memories that go way back in St. David's. Some of you have a lot of memories from St. Hilda's and the United Church that was part of what they were. My memories go back, my kids are in their 40s now. My memories go back to when they were 7 and 5. And we were at Corrine Wilson, down the hill. And that's before we were in Garneau High School. And I certainly remember that. And there are people here today that remember before me. They remember when Rick Marples was here, and he drove from St. Hilda's on his motorcycle to St. David's every Sunday. Can you believe that? And I have a lot of stories about that, but not right now. So, anyway, that's a big lot. That's a lot of changes in a long period of time, longish period of time. But in the bigger picture, that's a lot of changes rather quickly, really. And so now we are entering into a whole new time together as church. And so I thought it would be good, it's always good, on Christ the King Sunday to remember who it is that we worship, Jesus the Christ. And our readings help us with that this morning. The Jeremiah reading talking about King David and the shepherds. The shepherds had scattered the sheep. A good shepherd, a good leader of people, gathers them together. And so we consider our change as another kind of gathering together that God is up to in our midst. And then in our Colossians reading, we had that beautiful hymn of Christ saying who he is, the glory and majesty of God dwelling within him. And finally, in our gospel reading today, we had Jesus dying on the cross, recognizing that this king died on the cross for us. And it shows him forgiving those who kill him, for they don't know what they're doing. And his little discussion with the two criminals and the one saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into my kingdom." And Jesus saying, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." A promise that death is not the end, that Jesus' kingship is beyond this world, and that he is for us and with us in the midst of all our changes. Now, I've been speaking about the changes in the church as a whole. I know that we have small changes that occur in our lives that sometimes show what God is doing, although it's not easy to tell every time, is it? But so I thought I would invite you to think about your past life and your current life and what God is doing there right now. I have a rather funny story of my own that I want to tell you that indicates that God really can be with us in mysterious and minute ways. When we lived in Regina, before my children were 7 and 5, they were little, I was walking along the street where we lived, and on a hedge was a pair of gloves. And I checked with the neighbors. Nobody knew anything about these gloves, so I took them. They fit. And my old gloves were falling apart, so I had a new pair of gloves. Now, a few years later, still in Regina, and I was teaching flute at the Regina Conservatory at that time, I left the conservatory after I taught some students, and there on the hood of my car in the midst of snow was a pair of gloves. Just for me, my old pair was wearing out. So there you have it. And then when I was in Hawkesbury, one of the ladies in the parish noticed that my gloves were going, and she gave me a new pair of gloves for Christmas. So I've had 3 new pairs of gloves over a long period of time. Right now I have 2 pairs of gloves. They're both the black ones, you know, those same kind. And a pair of mittens that I never use. But anyway, I don't need any more gloves. I have been provided with gloves for a long time and then finally bought a pair of my own. So you see, sometimes I think that is God in the midst of my life. Check and see what God's doing in your lives. And we'll pay attention carefully to what God is doing in the midst of our life as St. Helens, with a new group of people joining us. And I have worshiped with them quite recently. I took a service at St. Mary the Virgin, and they're a lovely group. So we are something to look forward to in the midst of all these changes that are happening. So let us give thanks to God.